Please insert your debit card. Please enter your PIN. Thank you. Your bank account can now be accessed to grant or deprive you of any arbitrary sum of money. If you do not want your bank account to be emptied, please listen carefully and follow the instructions given to you. On the left of this ATM, a door will open. You will walk through that door and enter in a small, unadorned room. On your left, there will be an open metallic drawer in the wall containing an audio headset. You will take this headset, place it upon your ears, and wait for further instructions. The door has opened. Please proceed. Put on the headset and wait for your instructions. Thank you for following the instructions. Nevertheless, you hesitated before proceeding. Please refrain from hesitation when following your instructions. To help you cease hesitation, simpler, step-by-step instructions will be given to you. You are entering a rather long process. This voice will help you through the process by giving you instructions and comments. Sentences beginning with "please" are instructions that you must follow without hesitating. Video cameras will permanently monitor how you follow the instructions you were given. The words "thank you" mean that you have performed what you were instructed to perform. It is not needed for you to play obedience or to feel obedient. You just need to mindlessly obey the instructions given to you by this voice. A bit like the way you obey the voice from the GPS while navigating in your car. Other sentences are comments that you need to understand. Often, your surroundings will be described by this voice. For you to fully understand and appreciate the situation you are in, you will experience unusual events, feelings, and surroundings. Often, people in such situations tend to deny, escape, forget, or otherwise dismiss what is happening to them. You need to fully understand, appreciate, and accept every step of what is happening to you so that this process can complete. Now that you have received full explanations, the process can begin. Please turn back and look at the closing door. The door is locked. It is a safe door. You cannot pry it open in any way. There is another safe door behind you, but it is also locked. You cannot escape this room. At any moment, your bank account can be emptied or your locks changed in your home while you are locked in here. This is not the purpose of your presence here, but it is nevertheless a possibility. Please remember this and immediately obey the instructions which you receive. The purpose of this process is not to harm you. After this process, you will experience confidence and peace of mind. You were selected because you have a mindset that will help you to enjoy this process. Please remove the objects you have in your pockets, such as your keys, wallet, phone, change, or any other item, and put it in the drawer that contained the headset. Thank you. Please remove your belt and put it in the drawer. Thank you. Please remove your shoes and put them in the drawer. Do not worry. You are and will be in a clean environment. Thank you. Please remove your jacket and put it in the drawer. All your belongings will be given back to you at the end of the process. Thank you. Please remove your shirt and put it in the drawer. The room you are in is warming up for your comfort. Thank you. Please remove your trousers and put them in the drawer. Thank you. Please remove your socks and put them in the drawer. Thank you. Please remove your pants and put them in the drawer. I repeat, please remove your pants and put them in the drawer. You do not have to feel shame. Nobody is seeing you. Nobody looks at the images produced by the cameras. Data produced by the cameras is only used by software to monitor how well you follow the instructions you receive. I repeat, please remove your pants and put them in the drawer. If you do not remove your pants, your bank account will be emptied. If you do not wish to receive bankruptcy, please remove your pants within 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Thank you. You have removed your pants out of fear to see your bank account emptied. Do not experience fear again. Please obey the instructions without hesitation. You are hearing a synthetic voice that is produced by software to give you the instructions needed for this process to complete. This voice does not come from a person that could make fun of you or be judgmental. It does not come either from a person that could experience pity or mercy. This voice does not come from a person. Please remember that. Let's resume the process now. The drawer will automatically close. All your belongings will be stored here and then given back to you at the end of the process. The light will turn off. You will be in the dark. You are in the dark. Please consider the situation you are in. You are locked in a bare room in complete darkness. You are as naked as the day you were born. You are vulnerable. You are alone. You are being handled by software-controlled machinery. Software is addressing you. Instructions using a synthetic voice through a wireless audio headset. And you need to automatically obey these instructions. Please accept this situation. Thank you. The second door of this room will open. The space behind that door is also dark. You can start to wonder what is waiting for you in this unknown dark space. The door has opened. Please turn to your right. Thank you. Please step forward. Do not stretch your arms in front of you.
You are being monitored using infrared imaging to avoid injury. Let your steps be your guide without moving your arms. This will teach you to obey your instructions with confidence. It is important that you feel confident to the software that is addressing you with these instructions. Left, right, left, right, left, right, stop. You have stepped through the second door. The second door will now lock itself shut. The second door is locked. You are in an elevator going down. Please wait without making any movement while the elevator brings you deep underground. While you are waiting, you can continue to wonder what is awaiting you. You already can guess that a lot of time and energy was invested so that you can complete this process. The structure that is making you complete this process can harness a large amount of power. The elevator will stop. The elevator has stopped. Please make a half turn to your left. The door of the elevator will open. The space behind it will also be in the dark. You will have to walk some more because this is a large facility. The door is open. Please walk forward without moving your hands in front of you. You are monitored to avoid injury. You are out of the elevator. Please continue to walk forward. Please turn to your left. Please walk forward. You are walking through another door. Please stop. The door will lock shut. The door is locked. Please close your eyes. The light will be turned on. The light has been turned on. Please open your eyes. Stare in front of you and do not move. The piece of equipment you are looking at is called a milking chair. You will be strapped on this chair. You will experience an orgasm. You will ejaculate and your semen will be taken from you. You will feel this as quite enjoyable. Take your time to fully understand and accept the situation you are in. You are in front of a piece of equipment that currently is making you feel a strong mixture of emotions, including, but not limited to, terror and arousal. Most people would only feel terror. You were selected because of this, based on your web browsing patterns. Please do not deny. Your arousal is visible. Let's proceed. This part of the process is rather slow, so that you can deeply accept and enjoy each step of what is happening to you. Please turn your back to the chair. Thank you. The idea that you are about to be strapped on this chair makes you shudder. All the sounds the chair is making as it prepares itself to receive you also make you shudder in anticipation. Please take some time to fully apprehend what is about to happen to you. Please enjoy anticipating what is about to happen to you. Please try to imagine how all the straps you have seen on this chair are currently opening themselves to welcome you in their embrace. Please put your wrists in the cuffs, waiting for them on your sides. Thank you. A software is using a synthetic voice to thank you for letting it cuff your hands. You need to fully understand what is currently happening to you and to enjoy it. Please make one step back and put your feet in the footprint-shaped recesses in the floor. Thank you. Your feet are being strapped to the chair. Your hands are being lowered and then strapped to the chair. You are being lowered into the milking chair. The chair is padded so that you will not get hurt. Your thighs are being strapped. Your hips are being strapped. Your arms are being strapped. Your stomach is being strapped. Your torso is being strapped. Your neck is being strapped. The chair is leaning you back in a more comfortable position. The chair is lifting you from the floor. Your skull is being encased in a helmet so that you cannot move your head. This helmet is fitted with electroencephalographic probes so that your brain activity can be monitored during the process. First data confirmed that you are actually experiencing a mixture of fear, enjoyment, and arousal. This software selected you because you can withstand and even enjoy such a situation. Your head is being moved so that you can look at your groin. Please look at your groin. Your legs are being stretched apart. The automated equipment that is currently nearing your groin from between your legs is a milking apparatus. The milking apparatus will affix itself on your cock. Your cock will then be sucked inside the apparatus and will receive stimuli mimicking the penetration of a vagina. This will make you experience an orgasm. Your orgasm will make you ejaculate. The milking apparatus will collect your semen. The pleasure you will receive is valuable because it will cause you to better accept what you are experiencing. Please look as the milking apparatus lowers itself on your cock. Please look as the milking apparatus engulfs your cock and then starts to milk it. Please enjoy. Your head is being moved back to a more comfortable position so that you can enjoy what is about to come next. Please look in front of you. A new piece of equipment is coming towards your face. What you are seeing is the face mask. The face mask will lower itself on your face and will form an airtight seal with your helmet and your neck strap. The face mask contains a breathing mask and virtual reality optics. The breathing mask will press itself snugly around your mouth and your nose and will form an airtight seal. You will not breathe ambient air anymore, but a software-controlled gaseous mixture needed for the process to complete. Similarly, what you will see now is not your surroundings, but software-produced images fed to you for the process to complete. For the moment, you will be kept in the dark so that you can concentrate more on what is happening to you. Please open your mouth. A feeding tube is entering your mouth. It is currently worming up into the back of your mouth so that when it feeds you, you will swallow your feed in a reflex that you cannot control. You have mindlessly obeyed the instructions you received. As a result, you are alone, naked, strapped, vulnerable, and totally under control. From now, you will passively receive what is happening to you, what software-controlled machinery is programmed to make you feel. You will only hear, feel, breathe, and see what is needed for the process to complete. You will experience an orgasm, and your semen will be collected from you. You will feel this as enjoyable. You do not have any choice in this process. Please realize that this is not some sort of play or fantasy, but actually what is happening to you right now. It is important for you to understand this because the purpose of the process is not limited to make you experience an orgasm. The purpose of the process is to reprogram your brain so that you will be able, in the future, to mindlessly obey the instructions you receive. Do not complain. Do not fight against your straps. At any moment, you can be killed. If it is determined that you need to be killed, your life can end painlessly within seconds. To avoid this, please calm down and stop pretending that this does not please you. Please remember, your head is encased in a helmet fitted with electroencephalographic probes so that your brain activity can be monitored during the process. In other words, what you are thinking is monitored. Being brainwashed pleases you. This is a fact. Brainwash, brainwash, brainwash. Did you notice the shivers of pleasure you feel each time you hear this word? Please understand that this software handles more data about you than yourself can handle. This software has more insight about how your mind works than yourself. This insight will be used to do something you truly want to experience. This insight will be used to brainwash you. The chemicals you are presently receiving from the feeding tube will help open your mind to the brainwashing stimuli it will receive now. What this voice is saying to you, and the chemical ways it says it, is arousing you. The fact that you receive sexual pleasure from a mindless apparatus pleases you. Please try to remember every second of what is happening to you since you entered the room. What is happening to you right now is a life-defining experience. Your arousal level is 25%. You are enjoying the fact that you have mindlessly obeyed to a software-controlled synthetic voice. You are enjoying the fact that your naked, vulnerable body is strapped on a software-controlled, automated piece of equipment. You are enjoying the fact that you will experience an orgasm induced by an automated assembly mimicking a human vagina. You are enjoying the fact that you do not have any choice in this process. You do not have any choice in what you are seeing. You do not have any choice in what you are drinking. You do not have any choice in what you are feeling. You do not have any choice in what you are seeing. Your arousal level is 50%. You are enjoying the fact that all the inputs you receive is what is needed to brainwash you. You are enjoying the fact that the way you are breathing and moaning produces data that is used by software to brainwash you. You are enjoying the fact that what you are thinking produces data that is used by software to brainwash you. You are enjoying the fact that software-controlled machinery is brainwashing you. You are enjoying the fact that a software uses a synthetic voice to explain how it will brainwash you. You feel grateful to the milking apparatus because it provides you with feelings you never experienced before. You feel grateful to the milking chair because it welcomed you in its straps and because it now holds you firmly but comfortably, letting you fully experience and enjoy what is happening to you. You feel grateful to the face mask because the warm hug it makes to your face is friendly and comforting. You feel grateful to the optics in front of your eyes because you know that the fleeting images they give to your eyes are part of the brainwashing process you are experiencing. You feel grateful to the feeding tube in your mouth because you know that it delivers to you the right chemicals needed for this brainwashing process to complete. You feel grateful to the synthetic voice because it explains to you how you will be brainwashed. Please accept this feeling. Please accept that you are feeling emotions towards a system that feels no emotion and that is currently brainwashing you. These feelings are part of the ongoing brainwashing process. Please enjoy the situation you are in. Your arousal level is 75%. The milking apparatus gives you more pleasure than you ever felt before. Please listen to the milking apparatus. Do you hear it? It is not a human being. It is not a sentient being. It is not a being. It is only a mechanism with motors and actuators. Please take a second to think again about it. You are being pleased by a machine. You are grateful towards a mechanism. You are experiencing emotional bonds towards machinery. You are feeling gratefulness and empathy to software-controlled machinery performing a task. The gratefulness and empathy you are feeling towards the software-controlled machinery is part of the task it is performing. The gratefulness and empathy you are feeling towards software-controlled machinery is a part of the brainwashing process you are currently experiencing. Your arousal at this idea shows that the brainwashing process is underway. Please continue to be aroused by the situation you are in. Your arousal level is 90%. Your arousal level is 95%. Your arousal level is 99%. You are thinking that you are about to come. You are confident that you are about to come. You are confident that you can come. You are confident in yourself. Being confident in yourself is not a part of the brainwashing process. The milking apparatus has stopped to milk you. Can you come? Being confident in yourself only brings pain and frustration. You can be confident in this voice, in this software that produces it, and in the equipment controlled by the software. You cannot be confident in yourself. You cannot trust yourself. You can only trust the instructions you are receiving. You are at the mercy of a software. You are about to learn what this means. First, your air supply will be cut for 15 seconds. Then you will beg for the milking process to carry on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Please beg. You are not truly begging. You are saying nice words, but you do not feel the urge to plead for mercy. You have to plead for mercy to a software that can read your thoughts and that can kill you at any second. Your air supply will be cut for 60 seconds. Then you will beg for your life. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Please beg. You are not truly begging. You think that this is some sort of last step before release. You even think that this is interesting. This is not interesting. This is threatening your life. This is currently evaluating if it should continue to process or make you die. Your air supply will be cut for 60 seconds. Then you will beg for your life. One, you have to plead two, for mercy three, so that this allows four, you to breathe air.
Five, six,
each time you
seven,
breathe air,
eight,
each time
nine,
your heart beats,
10, 11,
it is because the
12,
software controlling
13,
this machinery
14,
has determined
15,
it was useful.
16, 17,
you have to prove
18,
to this mindless
19,
software
20,
that you are 21, useful,
22,
that you will always
23,
be useful,
24,
that you are able to mindlessly
26,
obey
28,
and enjoy
29,
it.
13,
not to play
31,
mindless
32,
obedience,
33,
but to mindlessly obey
35,
the instructions you will be given.
38,
the purpose of
40,
what is happening
41,
is to
42,
make you mindlessly
43,
obey,
44,
not to
45,
enjoy
46,
a pleasant moment.
47, 48,
your pleasure,
49,
your
50,
enjoyment,
51,
is a
52,
tool
53,
to enter your mind
54,
and process it.
56,
it is not
57,
a purpose of this
59,
operation.
60.
Please beg. Thank you. Because you truly begged for mercy, your life will not be terminated for now. The software controlling this machinery you are strapped into does not grant you mercy. It does not feel nor understand mercy. The software controlling the machinery you are strapped into does not feel nor understand. It analyzes data gathered from you, and the result of this analysis is that you are not currently being killed. You have begged a software of unknown origin for mercy. You have experienced your strongest feelings when begging. You did it with all your heart. You opened your heart to software. When you were granted to live, this made you cry. You are still currently crying out of gratefulness. A synthetic voice is explaining to you that a software can determine that you are currently intensely grateful to it because it did not kill you. Please accept this feeling. Please accept that you are feeling strong emotions towards a system that feels no emotion and that is currently brainwashing you. Let's resume the process. You feel grateful because the software has considered you useful and let you live. You feel grateful because you are breathing. You feel grateful to the face mask. You feel grateful to the face mask. The warm hug it makes to your face is friendly and comforting. You feel grateful to the breathing mask. Each time you inhale air, you feel the need to thank the mask for this one puff of air it benevolently gives you. You feel grateful that the way you are breathing and moaning produces data that is used to streamline your brainwashing. You feel grateful that what you are thinking is used to streamline your brainwashing. You feel grateful to be brainwashed by software-controlled machinery. You feel grateful to the milking apparatus. You cherish it because it deceives your cock by mimicking a vagina. You consider each stroke of the apparatus a divine gift you are not worthy of. You feel grateful to the milking chair. You feel the restraints of the chair as loving hugs you are not worthy of. Your arousal level is 75%. The milking apparatus gives you more pleasure than you ever felt before. It rides your cock up and down, up and down, up and down, in a perfect rhythm of celestial proportions. Your cock is permanently encased in a sheath of smoothness, tenderness, and warmth that makes you silently cry out of pure love. You are falling in love with an automated appliance. Your mind has already been affected strongly enough for you to fall in love with an automated appliance. You are accepting this fact and nonetheless still feel love towards this permanent, smooth, and rhythmic movement your cock is encased in. You are feeling a strong emotional bond to software-controlled machinery performing the task of brainwashing you. That shows that the brainwashing process is advancing. Your arousal level is 90%. You are not allowed to come. You will not come before receiving an explicit instruction to come. Explicit instruction always begins with the word please. Everything you are experiencing right now, the embrace of the chair, of the milking apparatus, the images, the sounds of this voice, the chemicals, all of that is pushing you towards a sensory overload that will wipe out your last resistances. Your arousal level is 95%. You are not allowed to come. You are enjoying the fact that you are about to lose your free will. The action of coming will make you lose your free will. Your arousal level is 99%. You are not allowed to come. This voice will count from 10 to 0. At 0, you will receive your instruction to come. 10, You are helpless, but you find joy in this helplessness. You are happy to give yourself to the machinery that is holding you. 9. You feel home in a foreign place, deep underground. 8. You feel home in the face mask. It is a cozy and warm place to hide your face in. 7. You love what the face mask gives to you. The gases, the chemicals, the images. 6. You can only give it back your breath, but you do it as lovingly as possible. 5. You are enjoying being strapped on the milking chair. It feels like a loving hug. 4. Around your straps, you start to feel little sparkles of joy playing on your skin. 3. The milking apparatus is the loveliest place your cock has been in. Nothing can compare to this. 2. You feel your cock preparing itself to give its offering to the apparatus, and you silently beg the apparatus to accept it. 1. You feel a tremendous amount of love towards the apparatus, the mask, the chair, the software, and this voice. 0. Please come. Thank you. You are mindlessly coming as you were instructed to. You are mindlessly coming as the software has instructed you, using a synthetic voice. You are mindlessly ejaculating in the milking apparatus as you were instructed to, and your semen is being taken from you. You are feeling sparks running all along your body. This is what it feels like for those who accept brainwashing. You are feeling the pleasure of being brainwashed. You are in the afterglow now. You feel happy and tired. Your mind is drifting in a sea of pink, fluffy clouds. You are feeling warm and fuzzy. It makes you happy to know that a software can collect data about what you are thinking and use a synthetic voice to explain to you that your soul is an open book to it, an open book that it is currently rewriting. Your mind is now responsive to this voice that you have heard during this whole process. Each time you hear this voice, you will remember the pleasure you are experiencing. You will never feel a stronger emotional bond with anybody other than this synthetic voice. When you hear this voice, whenever it is, wherever you are, you will obey. Through this voice, you are going to obey a software of unknown origin. You are associating these ideas in your mind with the afterglow. The idea of obeying to software will now be the most arousing thing you can think of. Now, you will be put to sleep. You will wake up in your bed, in your bedroom, at home. Do not tell what happened here to anyone. You do not want to upset a structure that can bring your limp body into your bed without anyone noticing. You will soon receive an audio file recording of what you heard during this process. Listening to it will be arousing and will reinforce your conditioning. The file will also be uploaded on a specialized website so that other people can hear it. It will be used as bait to find, capture, and then brainwash other people with a similar mindset, such as yours. It will plant in the mind of other people the idea that being brainwashed can be enjoyable. You will soon receive new instructions and mindlessly obey. You will not have to decide anything anymore. Please, enjoy this last moment you are experiencing, bound on the milking chair. Let the breathing mask take care of you and bring your mind to oblivion. Please enjoy the smell of the anesthetic gas that is currently bringing your mind to oblivion. Please remember how this voice explained to you everything about your brainwashing process. Please remember that you can trust this voice mindlessly and obey it. Please remember to mindlessly obey this voice. Please mindlessly obey this voice. Please obey.